This is KSFR News. I'm Bryce Dix. I welcome Andy Lyman. He's a reporter with New Mexico Political Report and co-host of Growing Forward, a podcast that explores all of the intricacies of New Mexico's cannabis industry. And as always, thanks for taking the time to join us.
It's always a pleasure, Bryce.
So, a while since we've chatted and you've done some reporting I want to touch on this past week, I guess I want to start off with the story that you just published today, September 20th, for people who are confused what day we're talking about, on lawmakers from both aisles joining hands to go a step further in the push to bar Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham from spending federal pandemic relief money. Can you give us a little rundown of who's involved and what case they're making?
Yeah, so the case on this is a little bit different than what we've seen in the recent past, in the past year or so. A lot of these lawsuits against the governor or her office have to do with COVID, but more of the, you know, mask mandates and health stuff. This is the first one that I know of where they're actually challenging, which has been discussed before. The issue at hand is federal money that we got for not COVID itself, but sort of the stimulus money to help get the economy going back, right? This is not for PPE and that kind of stuff. It's literally to pretty much to our discretion. There's very little restrictions on how we can use it. Basically, the governor has maintained that this is that it's the executive office that gets to decide where this federal money goes. Back to the regular session that we had earlier this year, the legislature tried to include that into the budget bill, saying this federal money should be appropriated X, Y, and Z. The governor vetoed it, or line item vetoed it, and said she didn't disagree with how the money was supposed to be spent, but she said this is not money that the legislature gets to decide where it goes. The governor does in this case. And so we've got Senator Jacob Candelaria, Democrat from Albuquerque, and Senator Greg Baca, who is the Senate Minority Leader. He's a Republican from Berlin. They're both filed a petition with the state Supreme Court saying they want them to basically stop the governor from spending any more of this money or appropriating any more of this money. We'll see how this goes. There's some case law from Colorado and New Mexico that sort of imply that maybe the executive does get this, but there's some caveats that Senator Candelaria is pointing out. In those cases, they were specifically for something else. In those case, one case was about appropriating money for higher education facilities. So we'll see. We'll have to see if the Supreme Court decides to take it up in the first place, and then if they have a hearing. But it is a little bit different than all these other cases we've seen.
And man, it seems like our conversation today has a theme of court battles. Let's move on to your other story you did late last week that we've been following on this New Mexico politics segment. A federal judge has denied injunctions for New Mexico's public health order. And I know, you know, some people get really, they get really stuck up in understanding legal jargon. What does that mean? We've been talking about this case on other episodes, but can you remind folks what's at stake here?
Yeah, an injunction is basically just a stop of that. Another way to say that. In this specific case, there's two women. One worked for Presbyterian Hospital in Albuquerque. Another was the mother of some kids in 4-H. They were going to show their animals at the state fair. Both of them filed basically a federal lawsuit against the governor, saying they're asking the judge to do two things. They were asking the judge to do two things. One is to issue a temporary restraining order, and the second was an injunction. And essentially, what they were arguing is we want the judge to stop what she's doing until we can actually go through and have a hearing on all of this. A lot of times you'll hear in these cases irreparable harm. So the argument was, if we don't stop the governor's orders now, our kids won't be able to show their animals at the state fair. Healthcare workers won't be able to go to work. So we need to just pause this and let the court decide before we actually go through with this. The judge was not convinced. The federal judge in that case said, number one, it's not necessarily a constitutional right to have employment at a private hospital like Presbyterian. Number two, that again, the rights are to show your animals at the state fair is not really what these plaintiffs were saying it was. On top of that, the livestock show was canceled and moved to Roswell. So the judge essentially said, this is all sort of a moot point. But it is getting appealed. It's been sent to the 10th Circuit Court in Colorado, Denver. From there, if they keep pushing it, it could potentially head to the U.S. Supreme Court.
And this is one of many suits being filed or have been filed against the governor. I'm not sure if these legal battles have any backbone to them.
Essentially, the track record for the governor's office on this is, for these specific cases, as far as whether she's allowed to, you know, mandate masks or say you can't be in groups or say you have to be vaccinated, those sort of things. Basically, the courts have sided overwhelmingly with the governor's office on those mandates. So, and I think there's also some case law in federal court in other states where they've determined that these things are okay. So sometimes it's just a procedural thing. I think sometimes there's a goal to get this to the highest court possible and set some sort of precedent. So I kind of have a feeling that's the goal in this case, is to get it as high as you possibly can to have the top court make a decision on this.
And lastly, I do want to touch on the city councilor from Las Cruces, who has now announced his congressional run for the District 2 recently, Gabriel Vasquez. Now, I do want to point out that this district is heavily Republican, a lot of Republican cities, with the sole Republican in Congress representing it, Yvette Harrell. From just looking online on Twitter and other socials, it seems like Gabe is getting a large amount of support and donations. If he wins the Democratic primary, he will most likely be facing her in the election. What do you think about this, Andy? People seem to be generating a buzz about Gabe that was absent from other runs in the past.
It's really hard to say. There's a lot of other factors. You mentioned our theme was court cases. There's a chance that after redistricting that this may favor Democrats. Remember, Speaker of the House Brian Egolf had said in a press conference something regarding redistricting and maybe making that third district blue. If the Republicans are not happy with how this all works out, we could end up seeing this challenge in court again. I wouldn't be surprised if, even if we get past that and it does turn to a Democratic district, there's going to be challenges along the way. I don't know that it's a sure thing yet, considering that Sorchil Torres Small won against Yvette Harrell, not this last election, but the election before that. I think a lot of that might have had to do with the fact that she was sort of moderate on some things. She was a hunter, kind of rode the line of border security. So she didn't necessarily make progressives super happy while she was in office. There's a lot that can happen between now and then. Like I said, redistricting. The current district is very interesting because it covers a good chunk of oil and gas country in the southern part of the state. Farming, ranching tend to be more conservative, but it also has Las Cruces, which is sort of a pocket of blue in this big red district. So it really just depends on how many people come out. I mean, you could also look at the state races. One thing to look at is in Deming, this is a state Senate district that they pushed the moderate Democrat out and then basically flipped it over to a Republican. So, I mean, it all just depends on redistricting is going to have a big play and whether Gabe has a chance in this.
And that's all the time we have today. That's Andy Lyman. He's a reporter with NewMexicoPoliticalReport.com, where you can find his coverage. And he's the co-host of Growing Forward. And you can find that wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for taking the time.